Hello and welcome to episode 1386 of The Sleeper and the Bust. It is Friday, March 7th. I'm your host, Paul Sporer, joined this morning by Justin Mason. Justin, how's it going this fine morning?
It is early. I am still waking up, but I am ready to talk outfielders for as long as we need to get this episode or get this preview done.
Let's do it. Let's dive in to outfielders. Let's start with some news. It doesn't really change anything. It's really just to show that the real baseball world is praising a guy as much as the fantasy baseball world is. Lawrence Butler, 7-year, $66 million extension. Good for him. Club option for an eighth season. Buys out 2 free agent years. I love it. I love seeing the Athletics, you know, do something right for once. They generate good players with a decent bit of consistency. They rarely keep them around, and Butler's somebody that they've chosen to keep around. They signed Rooker too, so they've signed their 2 big, you know, breakouts over the last few years. I know you love Butler. I love Butler. So again, there's not much on the fantasy front. I just wanted to bring it up to kind of, give him his due for getting paid there. So congratulations to Lawrence Butler.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that they did this. You know, hopefully he's not selling himself a little, you know, too short, but, you know,
right.
Get kind of out from under these arbitration years and get some, you know, good money in his pocket. Can't really blame the guy.
Yeah. You know, taking that money, you never know what the future holds. Right. And he is somebody who's like has a half season right now. So you got $66 million off of a half season. You got to feel pretty good about that. And he'll still be in his early 30s. And if he is like a superstar, and we'll see, that remains to be seen for sure. He could still get a crack at another big contract. But hey, money in the bank, family taken care of. That is nice, nice money there for Lawrence Butler at age 24. And here's hoping that he just continues to be a badass this year. Let's get into our outfield rankings.
Before we jump into the rankings, should we talk about the other piece of news that came out literally as we were recording yesterday?
What
Grayson Rodriguez
was down
89 miles an hour, has a tricep issue. Now he says it's not a big deal, that he wasn't even going full bore. This kind of takes him off my board, at least for right now.
Certainly if you've got something going right now, and then, you know, we're in NFBC, draft season where there is.